Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Social Distancing Football Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Owen Murray, and we're about to talk about Premier League predictions.
Welcome back to the Social Distancing Football Podcast. I'm Owen Murray, back again with my co-host Lathan Joblin, and today we are talking about our 20-1 Premier League predictions. I'll pass it off to Lathan for his 20th place team.
So, in 20th place, I have Fulham. They're not an amazing team. They got a couple good players, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, Mitrovic. I just think they don't have a deep enough squad, and it's the same group of players that went down a couple years ago. Like, there's not any improvement in that squad that I can see, really. And what happens if Mitrovic gets injured? They just, like, score one, maybe two goals over the course of, like, a couple... Like, if Mitrovic is out for 5 weeks, do they score just two goals throughout the entirety of 5 weeks?
Yeah, I think it would look a lot like Tottenham last year when Kane got injured, except they don't have a Son or a Lucas Moura to step up.
Yeah, like, when Son was there, totally fine. He can completely make up and sometimes do more than what Kane does. But when Son got injured, what are they supposed to do? They brought in Bergwijn. He was decent, I guess. He wasn't amazing. Lucas Moura didn't have an amazing campaign. Obviously, now they have Bale, and they had a great transfer window, but what are Fulham going to do if their big players get injured?
Yeah, in 20th, I also have Fulham. I think that if they want to have any hope of staying up, they need a incredibly big splash of cash in January to, like, inject some, honestly, goals into the team. I realize that Mitrovic is there, but he can't do it all on his own.
Yeah, I mean, and he scored so many of their goals last year and won the Golden Boot in the championship, but he, like I said, scored almost all their goals.
Yeah, they just can't be dependent on him. Who do you have in 19th?
Well, I'm assuming then you have Fulham in 20th as well?
I do have Fulham in 20th, yeah, that's... Sad, very sad.
Yeah. Okay, 19th, I have West Brom. And it kind of pains me to say because I actually really like West Brom. I think they're fun. I think they're playing much better football than what they have been. I also really like Matias Pereira, the 24-year-old, I believe. He plays on the right and in the hole. They also have Dean Ghana. So they've got, you know, a couple good players, but I don't think that they had a good enough... They really didn't have a good window. They brought in Ivanovic, who's, like, almost 40 years old.
What, 36?
I don't know, 36, 37, but not someone who can be that solid defensive rock, I think.
Oh, man. He's going to be, like, man mountain in the center. I don't know what you're talking about.
Definitely.
In 19th, I have Sheffield, and again, pains me. They had such a good season last year, and they're kind of that team that everybody likes. I don't think they're strong enough. I don't think they've strengthened enough, and I think their tactics are gonna get figured out if they haven't already.
Don't have Sheffield in 19th, but I think that... Who did they bring in? Rhaen Brewster and, like, one other person?
Yeah, they didn't make any, like, massive, massive signings.
And I think Rhaen Brewster is a good signing, but he's not a 20-goal season striker.
When, like, you're relying on Rhaen Brewster to be your Harry Kane, there's an issue.
Like, as of now, is he any better than Billy Sharp? Probably not. Yeah, but... For 19th, I just said my 19th. should we move on to 18th then? For 18th, I have Sheffield. So, for all the same reasons, I just think that I thought they were gonna go down at the beginning of last year. I think everyone did. I think that, oh, Sheffield brought Ramsdale. I think it was Ramsdale, Brewster, and someone else who wasn't like a big name. I actually think that Ramsdale is a good signing. He's a pretty good keeper, you know, just solid and fairly young. And yeah, I just think
Yeah,
that
but
they didn't do
is he gonna
enough.
be Dean Henderson level? Is he?
No,
I
he's
don't know.
not. But even that, I don't know that even that would keep them up to, at this point, having such a good keeper. But I just think that their tactic, Chris Wilder is a genius.
Oh
And
yes.
I back
This
Chris
is a
Wilder.
widely acknowledged fact.
And I would back Chris Wilder to figure something out. But I don't know that he can do it fast enough to fix them this season to keep them around mid-table, because
Do you
they
think they
have
would
such
fire
a
Wilder
they
if
had
they're
such a good system.
down
They
low enough?
had such a
If they're down low
reliance
enough, do you think they
system
fire Wilder?
that I just don't know that they can sort of like change their system to where to get them to safety and do it well
Yeah,
enough.
I mean, if they're down low enough, do you think they fire Chris Wilder?
No. He got them up. He gave them an incredible season. They challenged for Europe in their first season. No. Keep Chris Wilder.
Okay, well, in 18th, I have West Brom. For all the reasons you said, I just have Sheffield below them arbitrarily. I think those could definitely flip. It really depends on how they finish the season. But again, all the reasons you said, I just don't think West Brom are good enough. They need a January signing to keep them afloat. I think if Matheus Pereira turns it on, he could maybe save their season. But they're definitely not finishing any higher than 17th or 16th for me.
Yeah, I agree. I also think if Grady Diangana gets more goals than he did last year, then
Yeah.
he could help. 17th, I have Newcastle. I actually think that they had a really good window. I just don't back Steve Bruce. And I actually think that Callum Wilson will be good. I think that Ryan Fraser will be at least better than he was at Bournemouth last year. But, and I know that they had a good season last year, but their underlying numbers were not great. And I just don't know that I back Steve Bruce enough. And I think that Joe Linton isn't gonna work out. And I don't even think that it was all his fault under last season. Like, he was so isolated. He was just alone, and they wanted him to go on like a Messi run to score, and he can't do that. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that Jamal Lewis is also gonna do amazingly. He's a really good left back. And yeah, I think they'll have probably more than enough to keep them up, but I think that just the other teams are gonna fall much shorter than people would ex that I think that it won't be as tight as far as I think that it won't be as tight in the relegation spots as it was last year. I think that from basically 17th to 4th will be very tight.
Yeah. Up in place, what is it, 17th?
Yes.
I have Southampton, but I think they'll be safe from relegation. Like, they will battle relegation a little bit, but it won't be to the point where they're relying on teams on the last day of the season. I think, like, it probably won't be the season they wish they had, but they won't go down. That's something I'm guaranteeing. But it's just they're not gonna finish like any higher than probably 16th or 15th. A January signing, once again, for all these lower half teams, the January signing could really kickstart their season. And they could jump at least a couple of the teams I have in the next few places. But I don't think they're going down. I don't think they will have a Sheffield season.
I don't think that they need to have a Sheffield season. They are one of the longest standing clubs in the Premier League. They have Danny Ings, Ward-Prowse, they have Kyle Walker-Peters, they have several just good players, and I don't think there's any way they're going to finish that low. They finished much higher last year. Yeah. Danny Ings almost won the Golden Boot.
I do think they will probably, now that I'm looking at, jump the next few teams, but we'll see.
I don't think there's any way they're going to finish so low. I have Crystal Palace in 16th, and I actually really like most of their summer signings, especially Eberechi Eze. I think Batshuayi will also help. I think depending on how they do, depending on how they play, maybe they play Zaha up top, he can get a bit more involved, Eze on the left. Excuse me. Just depends on what they want to do, or what Roy Hodgson wants to do, and Roy Hodgson has kept them up for a while now, and I just really think that they'll do it again, and it won't be too tough. I think that within the next couple, I think that this really needed to be to an extent, it was the season to start rebuilding slowly, since they don't have enough money to do one big summer. Because their squad is so old, and
as it was a really good purchase there too, though.
Yeah, and if
the first phase of their rebuild that you're talking about here.
Yeah, and I just think if they don't get enough, or if they don't rebuild well enough, or make good enough signings over the next couple of years and seasons, their squad will be too old. A lot of players will either retire or just be horrible, worse than they already are in a lot of cases. And they'll just have to go down in the next couple of years if they don't really kick it on in the transfer windows over the next few years.
Yeah. So in that place, I have Newcastle. But again, it's like all the points you made, I think they have the capacity to finish higher if their star players turn it on, or they could drop lower, which I think is probably more likely. Especially Southampton could probably jump them. They probably will, now that I'm looking at it.
I just don't understand how you put Southampton so low. They were so good last year at that back half.
Yeah, I'm just worried that, I mean, I'm not saying it was a fluke, but I'm just like, I'm worried that they can't keep it up.
I mean, no, they probably won't, and they haven't so far. But even Che Adams has had a really good start.
Well, when Che Adams has a good start.
But he scored, but he started with one goal all of last year, and then he ended with like six.
Yeah.
He was,
I mean,
really
yeah,
good
I'll
after
I'll
a restart.
Decide. I do think Che Adams will probably be more key for them this season, and they will jump, but when I was writing that, I just wasn't sure that they were going to be able to keep up what they did last season, and I thought it might drop them.
Yeah. Sorry if you heard that. I hit my desk on accident. Yeah, and so you said you have Newcastle in 16th?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we move on, or do you want to say more stuff?
I think that's about all I have for Newcastle. I think that they have the capacity to either finish higher or lower.
Okay. 15th, I have Villa. I think that their summer signing, or their summer window, was the third best behind Chelsea and Tottenham. And very closely followed. I think that it was very closely followed by Everton. But I think that their summer was amazing. Matty Cash, Ollie Watkins were the two big ones, I think. Ben Rama went to West Ham. And those two signings were so good. They also brought in Amy Martinez, who's
a very solid goalkeeper. Huge coup for them.
That is very solid goalkeeper. I think that they've done more than enough to keep their spot up. I don't think that, even though they've had an 100% record so far to the start of the season, I don't think there's any way that they will finish in the top half.
Actually, they're going to go invincible.
Who do you have in 15th?
You heard it here first, guys.
Who do you have in 15th?
In 15th, I have Burnley. Mm-hmm. So I think, honestly, they're just going to be solidly mid-table. I think they might be worried about relegation, but I don't think, again, it'll come down to the final day. I think they've probably made just enough moves and changes to keep them afloat. They're not going to...
They haven't made any changes. They made one signing. And I don't even remember the name.
Perfect number.
Okay.
So they're going to be the most mid-table bland side there is. But they're going to stay up, and that's all they want, isn't it?
I feel like Burnley won't be in... I know they've had a horrible start to the season, but with Tarkowski and... Oh my gosh, who is their left winger? Why am I blanking? He's like 21. Everyone else will know who we're talking about and will think we're stupid, but... Dwight McNeil. Yeah, with Dwight McNeil, Nick Pope's had a bad start, but Dwight McNeil, Nick Pope, Tarkowski, Sean Dyche's coach, I can't see them going down. Now, if they lost Sean Dyche, then maybe, but that's it.
Yeah, don't fire Sean Dash. That's your advice.
Or just, yeah. And are we moving on to 14th?
14th? Yeah, I think we're in 14th now.
I have Brighton. What Graham Potter has done so far has been really extraordinary. They're one of the most fun sides to watch. They've kept pace with so many big teams. They probably should have beaten Manchester United. They were probably better than Chelsea when they played. The only game so far that they've really looked like they were second best in was Everton versus Everton when they lost, 4-2?
4-2.
And Tarek Lamptey looks incredible. Ben White, great. Neil Maupay, good player. Lewis Dunk, good player. They just have a really, really a great coach and a decent squad. And I just think that I think there's a very good chance they could finish in between 14th and 10th.
I also have Brighton in there. So I think I'll just 14th. Jump on your train. And, yeah,
at 14th.
So
yeah.
I think that we haven't even seen the best of them yet. I think that their squad is probably going to sustain, or their squad's going to decide whether they can challenge for a higher place or if they're going to kind of drop. Because if they get to that back half of the season and they're battling injuries and fatigue, it's going to be really, really tough for them to keep this level that they're at.
Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah, who do you have in 13th?
I have Burnley. I think that Burnley, like I said, Sean Dyche, good coach, Tarkowski, Dwight McNeil, just solid players, and...
Yeah, all around
Nick
solid.
Pope. I just think, they'll finish 13th. It'll probably be a worse season than was last year, but not by much, and they'll just be bland and sit in the middle.
Alright.
Who do you have 13th?
In 13th, I have Leeds. I think they're not going to sustain this level that they're at, and they will probably need somebody in January.
I think they 100% will sustain what they're at. I think once Rafinha comes into the squad, they'll also improve a lot.
Are you supporting my thesis that they're going to go unbeaten?
You said that about Villa.
That was Villa, my bad.
Okay.
But I think they might drop off a little bit, and that January signing will kind of stave that off a little bit.
I actually think...
they can push higher.
I actually think they'll get better throughout the year. I think they've coped really well with the Premier League so far. I think once Rodrigo kicks it on, him alternating with Bamford will be great. I think Patrick Bamford's looked really comfortable so far. Like I said, Rafinha, wonderful signing. Harrison, he's a good player. I know Robin Koch didn't have the best of starts, but I think he'll end up being a good center back. And they have a lot of fullback depth with Dallas, Eiling, Alioski. Just they've got a good amount of fullback depth. Also Calvin Phillips, obviously. Meslier, they just have a really solid squad. Yeah, they're
a really solid team.
And Bielsa is one of the best coaches in the Premier League.
Genius.
I think that they'll get better as they learn to sort of change their system a bit to the Premier League. As they adapt. A lot of these players haven't played in the Premier League ever. And yeah, I just think that they'll finish higher than 13th.
Okay.
12th, I have West Ham. Their window was so bad. So bad. It was Burnley level. Worse than Burnley.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But then they got Saeed Benrahma. And that made all the difference. I think that they loaned out Felipe Anderson, which kind of, he was really bad for them. But replacing him with Saeed Benrahma, what a signing. I think that top tier stuff. Antonio, you can't rely on him. He's been amazing. You can't rely on him. Saeed Benrahma, gonna score goals, gonna get assists. He's gonna help a lot. Declan Rice has looked amazing. Thomas Suchek, great. And yeah, I just think they've looked really good so far. I don't think they're gonna be at all in scare for relegation. I think that, yeah, they'll just have a really, okay season. Yeah. Who do you have in 12th?
Yeah, in 12th I have Palace. I think they...
Ooh, you put them high.
Eze and Zaha. I think Eze and Zaha, could, and I'm kind of counting on this, but they could combine here to, really make them... It's not going to be an incredible season, but it's going to be a pretty good season by their standards. I think there's...
11th, field. I think 12th would be an incredible season for them. 12th would be an insane season for them.
Yeah. They're not going to be top 10, but they're going to be close. They might... I'm going to make a call here, and they're going to be in the top 10 in January.
I largely disagree. For someone who got 7 goal involvements in Wilfried Zaha last year, I think he'll have a much better season. Much better season. But yeah, you can't bank on him. In 11th place, going up, I have Southampton. Because you're an idiot, I have them here. I just think that... where did they finish last year? They finished 11th last year? I think they finished 9th. Where was Everton? I don't know. I don't really care either. But Southampton had a good end to the last year. Really good end to last year. And for all the same reasons that I disagreed with you, I think that they will end up in 11th. Hasenhüttl probably figure something out. He'll just like he did last year. Danny Ings is a wonderful player. And yeah. Who do you have in 11th?
In 11th I have West Ham. Benrahma is gonna be a game changer for them. That's just such a good signing, and he's such a good player.
And I think also Allaire will be better this year.
Yeah, But I think Benrahma will be that key gem.
Right yeah.
Moving into the top 10.
Yep, I have Leeds United in the 10th place.
Okay.
Yeah, Bielsa, Phillips, Rafinha, Rodrigo, Koch, just really, really solid, and they're so fun, so exciting. They've been gone from the Premier League for forever. They're back, and they look really good. And there's not much more to say about them. Who do you have in 10th?
I mean, in 10th, I have Wolves. Mm-hmm. I think that the loss of Diego Jota was really tough, and that is just going to be hard on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they'll probably take this season to integrate Fabio Silva, and mm-hmm. he will be really good in the seasons to come, but they'll kind of sacrifice a little bit this season. I don't think they're going to really challenge for Europe, but I think it will pay off in the long run.
Yeah, I think that I don't know. I think that Jota won't be too bad. I mean, obviously losing a player like Jota will be tough, but I think Pedro Neto's looked insane so far. He's looked amazing. Podence has looked pretty good. He's been good off that left flank. Obviously, Jimenez is a great player. Adama Traore has looked kind of slow so far, but he's still a good player. They lost Doherty, signed Semedo. I think
you've been the first person ever to call Adama Traore slow.
Oh, no, I didn't mean, like, actual speed. I just meant, like, he's had a poor start. Yeah. But they replaced Doherty with Semedo, which I actually think is quite a good... I think Semedo got a lot of hate at Barcelona, and I think a lot of it was down to the Bayern Munich performance, which was horrible.
But that wasn't only his fault, I feel like.
He was dreadful in that game, but
oh yeah,
individual. But he was like a solid, like he was a decent player to rotate with. Like I'd say, in general, he played better at right back than Sergio Roberto for the most part of the year. Or while he was at the club.
Sergio Roberto is a center mid, isn't he?
Well, sort of.
He's a converted center mid.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I don't know. I just think that he's also decent attacking. He's never looked that great defensively, but he's a good attacker.
Rapid though.
Yeah, he's really fast. I think wing back will also really suit him. But yeah.
Dude, Wolves' right flank all of a sudden is looking really scary.
In ninth place, I also have Wolves. Ninth place, I have Wolves. You had them in 10th. So we'll just continue talking about Wolves.
Yeah, we can jump over that.
Obviously they have Johnny, I believe, at left back or left wing back.
Left wing back.
Connor Cody, Den Donker, Wilfred Bally, Rui Patricio, just a really good squad. Jean Moutinho.
Yeah.
And Nuno Espirito Santos is destined for a bigger club, I think.
I mean, what happens if it turns out all the Portuguese players test positive after Ronaldo got COVID. Also, get well soon, Ronaldo.
I think he's probably already pretty much done. I don't know. Like, at least as far as symptoms go, he still has to quarantine, I think, but...
Okay. So, in ninth place, I have Aston Villa. I think this might be called a little bit high, but...
Just a bit?
Their transfer window was good enough that they can at least finish as high as Southampton did last year. Because they finished 9th, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think they can...
Around there. It was around there.
...be as good as the 9th place team. But I think they will finish in that 9th or 10th slot just because, dude, their transfer window was...
It was like really good, but... Chelsea's. It was really good. Their signings all came out of the Championship, and there's not always such an easy transition. Ollie Watkins, I think, will be brilliant. Matty Cash looks like he's going to be good, but he was from Nottingham Forest. I just think that there's a lot of unpredictability with them, and they were they stayed out of the relegation zone last year on goal difference. I don't think that they can finish in ninth place in the top half of the table after nearly getting relegated. And in my opinion, being worse than Bournemouth throughout the year. But, yeah.
All right, well, who do you have in eighth?
I have, this one's, a lot of people are going to get mad, if a lot of people listen to this, Manchester United. Oh, yeah,
thank you to the one person or few people who have listened to our podcast.
Yeah, a few people have listened, and the only reason we know this is because the only people we've told about the podcast have an iPhone, and it says that people have listened to this that don't use iPhones, so, yeah.
Thank you.
I have Manchester United in eighth place. This might come back to bite me because they did just, as far as the performance goes, knock PSG out of the park and the Champions League. They're really good, but they've looked horrible in all the leagues so far.
They needed some penalty magic to get them out of that game against Brighton.
And they had all of those.
How many more times will they get that?
Bruno Fernandes, most of his goal involvements are from penalties. Marcus Rashford, I think, is going to be insane this year. I think Martial is going to have a good year. They didn't get Sancho. They didn't sign really any first-team players. They signed Pulisic, who might do something. But, there's a really horrible transfer window, and Cavani's not going to do enough at all. I think that despite all the hate, Harry Maguire still is a good center back and their best center back. I think that they need to try to integrate Eric Bailly if they want to have a good season. Victor Lindelof just isn't mobile enough. He just isn't good enough. Eric Bailly is. And if they can integrate him and try to keep him fit, that could really help their season.
I think they need is stability. Like, just having a consistent center back pairing would do so much towards having less goals conceded. And just,
well, they
like,
did. No, they had a really good defense last year. Their defense was their best part last year. And
no, but this year so far, it's been...
It's been horrible this year, yeah.
Did you see the Tottenham?
Well, I saw the scoreline. And I just think
When one of your defenders is pushing another defender away from the ball so that the other team can get to
it,
I think there's an issue.
Okay. Harry Maguire has had a really poor start to the season, but he still is their best center back. And if they play three at the back like they did against PSG, they can play Luke Shaw there, Victor Lindelof, Eric Bailly, Harry Maguire, Axel Tuanzebe. Like, they've got a lot of players they can play there. Tuanzebe had a really, really good game against PSG. And Tejas looked really good at right wing back, or left wing back, excuse me. And they can even play Wan-Bissaka at center back. I think that'd be good, too. I just think that I really don't back Ollie. I think he's a fine coach. I just think that he can't coach his team to break down defenses. Like, deep-lying defenses like Palace and Burnley. Who do you have in eighth?
In eighth, I have Leicester. I think that Vardy will be good again.
Mm-hmm.
Madison will be good, but I just don't think they've made signings enough to push themselves really high.
Yeah.
They have the ability to push up a couple spots. I think Vardy will probably challenge for Golden Boot again. But it's just, the teams above them, I feel like, are just better than them.
I just think Castagne is going to do a really good job at replacing Chilwell. James Justin looks really good. They kept hold of everyone except Chilwell. And out of their star players that looks like they're going to be sold, Chilwell was the one that I thought they would be, like, that would hurt them the least. If they lost Madison, that'd be a huge hit. If they lost Ndidi, horrible. Lost Pereira, horrible. If they lost Soyuncu, could be replaced, and that would still be worse than Chilwell, in my opinion. I just think that Castagne looks incredible as their left back for them, in the back four, and they'll do a really... I just think they'll finish higher, but it is, everything is up in the air at this point, and once we get into the top eight. So, are you ready to move on, or do you have anything else to say?
Well, I mean, in eighth I have Manchester United, but again, like, all the points you made are valid.
No, we just went over my eighth. Your eighth was Leicester.
Sorry, my bad. In seventh I have Manchester United.
I have Arsenal.
Okay.
Sorry. Arsenal, I just that way we can keep the mojo of going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Partey was a good signing for Arsenal. I think that losing Martinelli through injury was a huge hit. He's such a good player. Obviously, Saka's incredible. Aubameyang's been horrible at the start of the year. Like, horrible. Maybe if he plays down the middle, he just doesn't have that movement from the wing anymore, maybe. I don't know, but... Or maybe he's just not in the right mind right now. I don't know what's going on, but he's been really poor. Lacazette's been great so far. Maybe they could try Saka on the left, if they play a 4-3-3. Saka on the left, Aubameyang in the middle, and Pepe on the right. I also think that Willian was not a great signing. He's on 100k a week. Contract goes till he's 35, and he's looked really bad so far, besides his debut. I think Partey's a good signing. I'm assuming he's playing the deepest unless Ceballos plays there. Just as sort of a playmaker. But Partey probably is the most defensively capable out of their main three midfielders of Xhaka, or if they even play Xhaka, out of Ceballos, Helm, and like Xhaka or whoever they play there. I think William Saliba, if he ends up coming to the squad, hopefully he will. Obviously, he's in a very fragile mental state from the loss in his family. If he comes into the squad, he'll help. Gabriel's looked amazing. David Luiz has looked better throughout the start. Bellerin has looked pretty good. Tierney's looked good. And I just really like Arteta's manager. And I think before the Premier League started, I had Arsenal in fourth. But now that the Premier League has started and we've got a sense of how the teams are going to play, and what they might could do, I just think it's not that I think they're any worse than what I thought they were going to be. It's that I think all the other teams above them that I've put above them are just going to be better.
Okay. Well, in sixth, I have seventh. Tottenham.
Seventh. You need to go over United.
Well, I mean, I feel like all the points that you made about United there are true.
I just figured he would want to say something, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I honestly don't feel like I can elaborate on anything. I feel like the only thing that really could be... I mean, that they could try is, I mean, if they fire Ole in the middle of the season, like, that's really unpredictable, but they could get another bounce.
Poch, Allegri, Erik ten Hag, just something.
Ten Hag says he wasn't going to leave this season.
Still, I don't know. Maybe.
But yeah,
people say that all the time.
It could be really, really tough.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean,
what do you want to go ahead?
Sure.
And go to sixth place?
I have Leicester in sixth place. I don't think they can do any better than what they did for the first half of last year. Like I said when we were talking about Leicester earlier, Castagne's great. I think Barnes is going to have a good season. I think that Cengiz Under, someone who forgot to mention, very unpredictable what he's going to do, but I think he's probably an upgrade on Ayaza Pires. That's the only spot that I said needed a upgrade, and I don't know that this is necessarily a satisfactory upgrade, but it is an upgrade, I think. Also Wesley Fofana, who has looked really good so far under Brendan Rodgers, and really can come in for Johnny Evans if he needs a rest, and he's getting older, a bit older now, and I just think that they've had a good window, and they're going to really have a good season and get Europa League football again.
Well, up in sixth, I have Tottenham, and I think this spot really, really depends on whether Harry Kane stays healthy, because they did bring in Vinicius. Not that Vinicius, but Vinicius from
Benfica.
Benfica, yeah. I mean, it's tough to replace Harry Kane, and I don't think you'll do it with him. So it really, really depends on how they rotate Kane in and out.
Yeah.
And if they lose him, their season is really, really challenged.
Yes.
But if they can keep him healthy, honestly, there's no reason they couldn't make Europe.
Yeah. I mean, sixth is Europe.
Especially in this weakened field.
Sixth is Europe.
There are two Europa League spots. I don't know why I was like one.
Yeah, and you can get seventh under specific circumstances, I believe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's always seventh, I don't remember, but
no, it's the winner of the FA Cup, if that's the...
Anyways, yeah, Tottenham is my fifth, and yeah, I think, again, it could change based on Harry Kane's fitness, also how well Bale does. He looked okay in his debut against West Ham. He probably should have scored the chance that he had, but it's his first game back from injury and first game in a while, considering how bad his ending at Real Madrid was. I just think that it is such a good window. Doherty, Reguilon, Højbjerg, and Ndombele looks great so far. He looks incredible. I just, every time he gets... His off-the-ball movement needs work, but every time he gets a hold of the ball, he can dribble three players and send an incredible pass, and Kane or Son will score off of it. He looks great. Lo Celso, great player. Kane, Son, great. Bergwijn, good. I probably would have tried to get rid of Mora if they're going to have Bale this year. I think they needed a center back, and maybe they'll get one in January. I think Skriniar would have been the perfect center back, but... I just don't trust Davinson Sanchez, and not really Juan Foyth that much, but yeah. For Alderweireld and Tanganga, I trust, but Tanganga, he's 21. I don't know that you can rely on him for an entire year.
Okay, well, in fifth, I have Arsenal, and I mean, a lot of points that you made are true, but I think just Arteta is a really, really good manager.
Wait, who's your sixth place? Or fifth place? Who's your fifth place? Oh, no, who's your fifth?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, sorry. I got confused. Yeah.
That's all good. Arsenal. So I have Arsenal in fifth, and if Arteta, like, gets the squad playing, if Aubameyang finds his form, if everything goes right, then they could probably get top four.
Yeah.
Just because the field this year is so weak, and I think that they could push into there.
Yeah. I think our top four is the same. I think our top four is going to be exactly the same.
Into the top four. Fourth place. Six thoughts?
Fourth place, I have Everton. Who do you have?
Liverpool.
Liverpool? No way.
I think that Van Dijk was such a big loss. I just think that's gonna affect
but Klopp,
so much.
I know that. Okay, never mind.
I mean,
well,
I'm just wondering if they can outscore
Liverpool.
Each other.
Okay, Liverpool should have beat. I know that they lost Van Dijk at the end of that game, but Liverpool should have beaten Everton. I don't know. I have Everton in fourth.
Mane's elbow hair was offside.
So. Mane's skin cell was offside. Everton, James Rodriguez, he looks insane. Allen looks great. Decore, I had reservations about him. He looks great. The 4-3-3 that Ancelotti's playing with the front three of Richarlison, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, James, and then the midfield of Andre Gomez, Allen, and Decore is also great. And I think if they can work Bamin in, whether he plays the six and Allen moves up a bit, I don't know. But if they can work Bamin in after the injury that he had and sort of the horror season that he had last year, that's going to be a really good midfield and better than it already is, which is really good. But I think the fact that that Andre Gomez can do some defending, and Allen can do a lot of defending, it really allows Decore to do what he does best with the attack. And then I think my only issue with them is right back. Not that Seamus Coleman is a bad right back, he's a good right back, but he is so attacking to cover James and how far James comes inside. And do I really trust Yerry Mina and either Mason Holgate or Michael Keane to cover for that throughout an entire season? I don't know. Obviously, Luka Digne, one of their best players. I would personally say their third best player behind James, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, or behind those two. But yeah, and then Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison have both been really good so far. If they could, oh, also of course Jordan Pickford. Besides the one teensy mistake, with scissor kicking Van Dijk, and snapping his leg in half. He did have a really good game against Liverpool, but I don't think he'll keep that up. If they can maybe, I know they signed a goalkeeper, but if they can get a starting goalkeeper in maybe January, I really think that they will sew down this fourth place spot, unless Tottenham it really improve. I just think that Everton looks so dominant over Tottenham in match day one that was the decider for me. So explain to me Liverpool.
I have Everton.
No, explain to me Liverpool. Explain to me Liverpool right now.
I think they can't rely on outscoring their.
But they do. That's what they did all of last year.
Rely on outscoring teams. I think that.
That's what Bayern Munich does. That's what they do. That's what PSG does.
I think that Alexander Arnold will be more exposed without Van Dijk next to him, and I think
Alexander Arnold isn't even that exposed most of the time. Like he's aged.
Without Van Dijk to cover the channels there, I think that'll be a bigger problem, and I think that Alisson's loss for the next what like 3 months will.
No, it's not even that. It's a couple more weeks.
We'll see.
It's not 3 months.
We'll see.
I completely disagree with you. I still think they're gonna have a good season. So third place, I have Chelsea. They've had a really poor start to the season as far as their transfer window went, but Havertz and Werner have both scored in the Premier League now. That'll give them confidence. I think that Havertz played, two games in the 10, and both of them he scored in, I think. And the other games he's played on the right, he's looked really bad, but in the games he's played as a 10, he's looked better. He scored a hat trick the first time he played as a 10 under Chelsea, or under Lampard. And then he scored again when he played in the 10 again. I believe Mount was on the left that time. Obviously, Ziyech still needs to come in the squad. Pulisic will come back from injury. Chilwell's looked amazing. Werner's looked really sharp, even though he's only got one goal in the Prem so far. Jorginho's actually looked good so far. Conte's looked pretty good. Reece James has looked amazing. I think Thiago Silva's looked pretty poor, but I think that he's such a good player that he'll figure that out. I honestly think that they should. I don't know why Frank Lampard is playing Zuma. I think that Rudiger and Christensen are the better center backs. I actually think Tomori is better than Zuma. But yeah. Also, Malang Sarr, I don't know why they loaned him out. He's such a good center back. He's probably second or third best center back, in my opinion. From them, out of them, like, he's behind, like, Silva, maybe Rudiger. I feel like he's a really good center back that they should have kept and tried to sell Rüdiger or Zuma. And okay. they got Edouard Mendy, who looks really solid. He was best or second best keeper in France last year, behind Navas maybe. And yeah, I just think that he's a really solid, good keeper. And he's really tall. He's like Courtois height, I think. 6'5" or 6'6"
Yeah. Okay, well, right. I'm gonna give my three, and then we'll just go 2 and 1 because...
Okay.
At that point, we'll know who's in first.
Yeah.
So I have Everton in third, and I just don't think there's any reason to believe they're going to slow down. I think they might drop to fourth. It depends on how Liverpool do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that opinion is unpopular.
But
honestly, there's no reason they can't finish third.
Yeah. I think the only reason I put Everton fourth is because I just wonder what happens if they get injuries. Like, what if Dominic Calvert-Lewin gets injured? Maybe they move Charles into the middle, and then they have to, start Iwobi out wide? I don't know.
He's an incredible player. I can't tell you how good
he is. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he's fine. I think he's also looked better so far at this beginning of the season, but I don't know. I don't think they're deep enough. And at the current moment, I think that they are the best team in the league right now. I think that they've, I know Aston Villa have looked really good so far, but they're not better than Everton. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So,
2 and 1.
Second and third. Second place, I have Liverpool. First place, I have City. Who do you have in second and third? Second and first? City at first, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. Liverpool, I know they lost Van Dijk. And the only thing that I think they're title. Being more of a fan of City than Liverpool, I put City at top, more of a bias than a actual prediction at before the season started. And then as the season started, I was like, okay, City are finishing second, maybe even third. And then Liverpool, and then Van Dijk got injured, and I was like, I don't think they can get a first place finish without Van Dijk, but that's only because they are reliant on him, but not to the extent, for the past, before last year, I would have probably agreed with you, fourth place. But after last year, they were much less reliant on him. Joe Gomez looked a bit better, I don't actually think that he's a very good center back. I think he looks really error prone every time I watch him. I think Joel Matip is a decent center back, injury prone though. Fabinho looks really good at center back every time he plays there, and then they can just play Thiago in the midfield, and where Fabinho would be. I think that obviously Robertson and Trent are both amazing. I don't think they'll be as exposed as you think they are. I think that maybe Klopp will have them sit slightly deeper, or maybe what he could do is play 4-2-3-1 like he did Dortmund with Thiago and Fabinho at the sixes, or just have two sixes to give more cover. The only problem with this is it's taken several seasons and years to train all of these players to know Klopp's system so perfectly that Klopp could probably leave the field or just not even go to the game and they could still dominate. They know it so well that I think that they will end up being fine for the most part. And if they sign, it's looking from the board, what sounds like in the board, they don't want to sign anyone in January unless they get another injury. They want to rely on their youth academy or their youth prospects and maybe train and maybe just train players like Joel Matip and Joe Gomez to be what they need to be in center backs. Or as center backs, and then rotate Fabinho in sometimes. I just think that they're too good to finish anything below second unless, both Mo Salah and Mane get injured or something.
At that point, I'm calling him pretty low.
Before I go to my first, Chelsea, second.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, I think if their new signings kick in, and
Mendy, which most of them have, I would say. Goalkeeper.
You know,
I would say a lot.
Like, but if they hit their top form, and if Mendy is the keeper they need him to be, which so far, I mean, he looks like he has been.
Yeah.
I think that they will finish second just because, like, I think they're better than Everton. With all their new signings, if they're...
Their squad is better than Everton.
I think that they will finish above Everton, even if Everton sustain this level.
Yeah, I think that their squad is better than Everton, but Lampard is worse than is a much worse coach than Ancelotti. I just think that Lampard is a good enough coach to get something or enough out of this team to get them to third in my or third in my team, and for you second. Should we move on to first?
Yeah, I mean, we can kind of do this together.
But we, yeah, we both have City.
We have them there.
City, Pep Guardiola. Pep Guardiola, for me, is the second best manager in the world, which... And people, like... People say that, like, he doesn't win Champions Leagues without Messi, Iniesta, and Xavi. That is fine, because they are... They were the three best players in the world... At a point in time, on the same team, working in harmony together under who was the best manager at the time, in the world at the time.
I think he might be the greatest manager of all time.
I don't think he's that far. I just think that, I don't know. He's an incredible manager. And I think even if this, unless they just like have a horror show and either go trophyless or just Even if they go trophyless, unless they have a horror show and go out in like the round of 16 in the Champions League and like finish like fourth place or fifth place, you can't call his City career, his time at City, a failure because of those two insane seasons he had. He set two new records in 2 years, most points in the season, and the second most points in the season. And if they were flipped, he'd break his own record. And I just think that they have such a deep squad, at least in attack and midfield. I think that their main... Ruben Diaz is a really good player, but
their squad
he didn't have a good game in the Champions League.
Like, especially because they're in so many competitions, I think their squad depth will be the key part.
Yes.
Because and with Ruben Diaz having started fast, I think
he hasn't though. He didn't. He had a bad game.
The last game he played though, he had a good game.
No, not in the Champions League. In the Champions League, he had an error directly leading to a goal. He just passed it straight to one of the players on Porto's team.
They get Laporte back in and he's playing next to Laporte, he will be way better.
Yeah. I also think that left back is really a scary area for them. Benjamin Mendy can't do any defensive work. Zinchenko, probably not good enough to play there. I think João Cancelo is their best left back and he's a right back. That says something. So I would personally play João Cancelo there, Kyle Walker on the right. Laporte, Diaz, and Ederson. And then I think the 4-2-3-1, if he can get his system working, will work really well for City. Having Aguero is back now. So if Aguero up top, De Bruyne in the 10, Gundogan, I would play Gundogan and Rodri, or Rodri and Fernandinho, or just some combination of Rodri or Fernandinho and Gundogan in the 2-6s, and then either Mahrez or Bernardo on the right, or Bernardo at the 10, just depending on what he wants to do. They just have so many players. Or even Foden, wherever, anywhere in that front four, Foden can play. Right. I just think that I really back Pep to figure it out, I think. I really think that if they could buy a left back, maybe Teo Hernandez, Grimaldo from Benfica, just one of those two maybe. Teo Hernandez is very attacking, but he's more defensively solid than Benjamin Mendy.
is younger, a better player than Zinchenko. Grimaldo, much more defensively solid than any three of those. And I just think that, and they could probably get Grimaldo really easily. He's not in a top five league. He's not a competitive team that it would be like a rival to them in Champions League. He's out of La Masia, so he could probably be drawn to City very easily with Pep. And I just think if they get a solid left back, if Cancelo just ends up being a perfect left back starter week in, week out, then they will be fine. And I think that if they can string a run of like 4 wins in a row, maybe, they will have enough confidence and enough to just rarely lose. If they can do that, I think they'll rarely lose a game for the rest of the season. In the Premier League, at least.
Yeah. All right, well, that just about wraps up our 20-1 Premier League predictions, and we'll be back soon with some hot takes for you guys. Stick around. Bye.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome back to the hot take section of the podcast. Owen, what's your hot take for the day?
So I have a hot take that might be a little bit unpopular, but I think that Cristiano Ronaldo will never win another Ballon d'Or. In the world, there's really two camps. There's one who think, yeah, that he's never going to win another one, and there's one that thinks he should win all of them. I don't think that they're...
I disagree with that. Really, I think the there's middle. A very... I think there's a very large population of people who now just think that both Messi and Ronaldo are still probably the two best players in the world right now, and that no one should argue between the two.
I think that that's a great opinion to take up.
I just think that especially with adults, maybe less kids, but even though we are kids, especially with adults, I think that just the much more reasoned opinion to it. If you're a Barca fan, maybe you automatically you're going to think Messi is the best player in the world, and there is a lot of evidence to back that, even if you're not a Barca fan. But then at one point, or at many points, Ronaldo was better than Messi. So.
No, yeah, and I think, honestly, that the best opinion in my view is just to appreciate these awesome players, because recently Ronaldo just announced that 2022 is going to be his last international tournament for Portugal, and Messi will be, what is he, he's 34 now, so in 6 years he'll
Messi
be
33.
If he's 33 now, he'll be 39 by the 2026 World Cup, so I can't see him playing
that.
In that either. So
Lionel
I think
Messi's
we should,
33.
Okay. Yeah, so he'll be 39.
And he's already had his birthday.
So I think we should just take what little time now that we have left to appreciate these players who are both incredible and probably the best ever.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I mean,
but yeah.
What are you thinking this week?
So I think that Manchester United should sack Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And I'm also saying this the day after United beat PSG 2-1 and
right now,
quite a dominant performance.
Right now? They should sack him right now?
Yep. I think that the challenge for top four is so competitive this year. I don't think they actually should have gotten it last year. I know Leicester were horrible after Christmas. I still think they were the better team. I think they were the better team. Chelsea, I think, probably deserved that third spot, and they lost it by a point, I believe. And really, United just benefited from the restart with Marcus Rashford coming back, Paul Pogba coming back, and yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's a valid idea. Do you have any idea of who maybe they should hire?
I think Allegri would be really good. Obviously, Poch is linked to them, but I don't know that that's the greatest job for Poch to take right now.
I think that the worry with Allegri would be that maybe he would take time to adapt to the Premier League, and that might be time that they don't have, versus Pochettino already has managed in the Premier League for multiple teams and a big six club, so maybe the idea if hiring him would be that he would be able to readapt quicker than an Allegri.
I don't think Allegri would need to adapt. If there's any adapting, I don't think it's because he's going to the Premier League. I think it's because he hasn't coached in 2 years.
No, that just might be like a worry that United would have.
Serie A is pretty physical, basically as physical as the Premier League, maybe slightly less. And so I don't think there's a worry there. And I think that the only difference is that it's a bit faster, which he is a world-class coach. He can cope. Pep Guardiola, maybe it took him a season to get settled in, but after that season, yes, he had a big transfer window, but I would argue that United's current squad is maybe it's around the same point as what
City's was when Pep came.
I think it
honestly might be like in comparison to the rest of the league, maybe about the same. Yeah, I was about to say better, but I was not sure.
No, I would say that I think that both David Silva and Kevin De Bruyne then are better than Bruno and Pogba now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are the two. Those are the maybe not Pogba for United, but those are the core players.
If you ask them who their best players were, they'd probably say Kevin De Bruyne.
Likely, that is a likely answer.
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure United fans kind of hate him right now. But he is a good center back still. But I just think that if they brought in Allegri, Ten Hag probably wouldn't leave this season, or in the middle of the season. If they could get Ten Hag in, that might be slightly risky, but he's a better manager than Mauricio Pochettino. He's not better than Mauricio Pochettino. He's better than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Here's a proposition. If you can get a verbal agreement from Ten Hag that he'll join after the season, would you hold off firing Ole? Or fire him and take an interim manager?
Yeah, no, I actually, if you get an agreement to get a really good coach in the summer, then just keep Ole unless they go on like a 10-game losing streak or something. And they drop out of the Champions League in like the group stage. He's done enough to deserve the benefit of the doubt, but just in general, I don't think he's a very good manager. He's a fine manager, and he's probably barely capable enough to. That sounds really mean, but he's probably just at the point where he's capable to manage a team like this. But I think he's more at the level of a smaller mid-table team. But yeah, Allegri, Poch, Ten Hag.
Out of those three, which one would you take?
If you definitely could have Allegri. I would take Allegri. I think Poch is the best out of the three manager, but I think that it was such a dramatic collapse, and I think he's probably still not in an amazing mental state. I think going back to Spain would be probably the best route back and for him. Or maybe doing just something out of the Premier League. Germany would be a lot of fun if he took over Dortmund, per se.
Ooh, I like that idea. Pochettino Dortmund.
But I just... Allegri would be great, and he's just been out of a job for too long. And I know maybe it would kind of suck to have a defensive coach for United, but our fans so desperate that they want that they would risk the top four for Ollie's style of football. But so those are the hot takes of the week.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Again, shout out to those people who are not our parents.
Bye.
See you next week.